How'd the scrimmage go?
I feel like it went good. I feel like the offense took a big leap today. Feel like we did a great job the whole day. Gave the defense a lot of work. And, you could just continue to see the offense, continue to grow.
Was it the receivers or what really stood out?
I feel like everybody. Everybody brought intensity. Everybody brought some energy. Everybody was, paying attention to detail, assignments, everything. It was just a good day for the offense.
Tough break for Armand, I guess, huh? What do you think Zach's going to be able to carry that
load? Yeah, real tough break for him. I feel bad for him, but, I know he's going to be good. Everything happens for a reason, so I know God has a plan for him. I know Zach, he's going to take a big amount of the carries. But, I feel like he'll be able to do it. We got other backs, too, DAC, Jordan Howard. So, I feel like we still, got a good backfield.
You guys proved it last year that you can take hits to running backs multiple hits and still succeed.
Most definitely, yeah. Especially this year, we have more of a attacking passing game. So, it won't be too much on the running back's body.
How much do you feel like you're understanding Troy Taylor's offense?
I feel like I understand it completely well. Like I said, his whole objective is just, make it simple for everybody so they can just go out there and play. So he does a great job with the installs and, make sure everybody understands. And, I feel like everybody's picking it up good.
And you had that injury last year. I think that obviously prevented you from running. You're healthy now. In this offense, do you expect to run more?
Yeah, I feel like I can make a lot more plays with my legs. That's my big I would say point of emphasis for myself this year, just try to be more of a playmaker. And, I feel like this offense gives me, a handful of opportunities to go and do that.
Yeah, how much is it required in this offense that you be able to move and run?
I would say, just being a quarterback period, you have to have some type of, pocket awareness, and able to, get out, get a couple yards. You don't have to be a Mike Vick out there. You can see Tom Brady does a great job of, pocket awareness and things like that. So, I feel like, you just go out there and play and just, try to make a play whenever you can.
So would your running be designed or impromptu off the out of the pocket type thing?
I feel like it's both. We have design run players, we're reading it in. Or it's just, quarterback power, things like that, able to, and if the pocket breaks down, we were able to, make a play.
I guess you had some receivers back today. How big was that for you?
Oh, it was real big. Just a lot of mismatches out there, especially with Raylan, Darren, Samson doing a great job in the slot also. So, it's just good getting those guys back out there, getting a good look.
Do you have a sense of when you have them all together how this that receiver unit is going to be compared to something like say last year?
Man, very dangerous, especially with the experience. The guys that we have with the guys now, all those guys can go up and make a play any point. So, I feel like it's very dangerous. And like I say, just like pick your poison. Whenever we have guys out there, especially with, and we also have Damari Simpkins out there doing a great job. So, I feel like it's just like I said, pick your poison.
How anxious are you for Kyle to make that announcement and make it official, or is this the uncertainty kind of push you every day?
I just go out and, be myself every day. I don't really try to concern myself too much with, what guy's doing better today or tomorrow. I just try to go out, be myself every day, just try to lead my team and, stay consistent.
What do you think of the ice cream truck?
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm about to head over there right now, see what they have on the menu.